Very good, thanks. First up is communications. Carla, it is my understanding that the Gray Panthers would like to come up together. Is that correct? Yes? Okay, if you wouldn't mind just calling all five, please.
Item 550, request of Dorothy C. Holland to address council regarding Portland Gray Panthers. 551, request of Sally F. Franzman Cecil to address council regarding Portland Gray Panthers. 552, request of Michael Drassel to address council regarding Portland Gray Panthers. And 553, request of Mariah Allen Claire to address council regarding Portland Gray Panthers. And 554, request of Lou Church to address council regarding Portland Gray Panthers.
Good morning, welcome. If you could just, when you speak, state your name for the record and 3 minutes each. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Dorothy Holland, and I'm with the Gray Panthers, and I have two things that I'd really like to talk about. The first one is we have a lot, I live in the northwest area, and from the Pearl District and, say, Powell's Bookstore, all the way to Northwest 23rd and Thurman, the entrance of the onto the freeway, we have street people camping on the sidewalks. And then when we politely, you know, and respectfully ask them to move so that we could get by, they get all belligerent with us and want to, like, attack us, you know. And so we don't know what to do about it, but something needs to be done, because they not only create a problem that way, but they create a problem with the trash accumulating and everything, because once they move on from, to another location in the area, they leave a whole bunch of trash there, and you have to go through the trash to get to where you're going. You know, in a lot of businesses, you can't even get into because they're there, you know, and they won't move. So what do we do? And for example, we had a street person that went to the Safeway Pearl, and he held a lady hostage with a knife to her throat. And he wound up getting shot by the police because he wouldn't let her go, and he wouldn't drop the knife either. So what could they do? You know, there was no other way for that to happen. And then the second thing that I want to talk about is specifically having to do with seniors. When you, say, have a bad illness like a stroke or something, and you spend about a week in the hospital, then they send you to a convalescence home because you're by yourself, so they don't want you to be hurt or anything, and they want you to go through rehab and all that. But when you're in the convalescence home, they take your money because the insurance won't pay for that. So they take your money, and you cannot pay your rent on your apartment in your home, say, that you've had for a long time. So you wind up losing your home, and you wind up going out on the street because you have no other place to go, no relatives, no nothing. And the seniors, they really, a lot of times, they can't think straight because they've had strokes and things, so they don't know how to get services and everything, and more services should be made available to them, especially to get them into another safe place or a safe environment.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for being here and sharing that. We appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sally Franzman Cecil. Is that too loud? You'd be so close. Portland Gray Panthers supports the youth climate change initiatives, which youth are promoting not only in Portland and Oregon, but throughout the whole world. They are fighting for their future. In the face of climate emergency, we must support their struggle. In Oregon, just we saw that the situation was a challenge by our Children's Trust to the Constitution on the basis of life, liberty, and property. They were denied their trial at this level, so there will be another appeal. And Barton Gray Panthers is suggesting that the City Council follow this case and that we consider writing an amicus brief during the next stage of the appeal. Of course, you'll have to see what the next stage looks like to write a brief, but we also would like you to track and actively support the Portland Sunrise Movement in their efforts and education towards a Green New Deal. Of course, they, like us, would like to see us get past our dependence on fossil fuels and establish a sustainable power infrastructure. We should also expect considered action in the future from youth who are participating in the worldwide strike for climate. We support our young people's urgent push for a major special political, social, and economic shift. We think that there needs to be a paradigm shift, which would go much more quickly than seems to be happening with government. We want them to make this change with us now. That is where people are pushing. We can't really wait. Things are going much too slowly at this point. We need to get this change for our youth worldwide, for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I have a great child now, and for seven generations in the future and beyond.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
I'm Lou with Portland Gray Panthers. I'll try touching today on a few organizing areas and issues locally and globally, TriMet, gun control, what might be called AstroTurf nonprofits or AstroTurf leaders. As we know, at Portland State, Rumat Shureshi, who might be called an AstroTurf university president, absconded with $800,000 golden parachute when fall tuition is set to go up 11%. As for AstroTurf organizations, we particularly want to thank both Commissioner Udaly and Civic Life Sukri for cutting their funding last summer for the now-defunct Elders in Action. While EIA claimed to be doing X over the years, on equity and transparency, Elders Out of Action or Elders Against Action was simply and very consistently MIA. At Portland State, despite Shureshi's repeated emoluments violations, we especially want to thank Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum for taking time to speak with a lively crowd at our recent Gray Panthers Community Forum at Chitek Cafe. Oregon's first woman, AG, spoke on the $1.5 trillion student debt crisis. Two of us, Lane Thompson and I, were also able to go to AG Rosenblum's 100 Attorney National Conference on Student Loan Ripoffs held at the Portland DOJ office downtown. On the local issue of TriMet, Gay Panthers, along with Downtown Neighborhood Association, Transit Riders Union, and Saturday Market, all have come out in opposition to TriMet General Manager Doug Kelsey's short-sighted push to deep six four downtown MAX stations. Mercy Corps, U of Portland, and all five Multnomah County Commissioners support keeping the Saturday Market stop open. We urge our City Council folk to also oppose such machinations by TriMet's killer managers Doug Kelsey and Bernie Bottomley. On gun control, Panthers continue to push for banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. We have heard from Chief Outlaw's office that the chief, as did Ellen Rosenblum, is looking forward to speak at our community forum this summer. While Joanne Hardesty was kind enough to talk with Panthers at Portland State, we want to make sure that both Joanne and Ted Wheeler are invited and welcome to join the chief at one of our forums. Gun violence is something that all of us, from Baltimore to Chicago to North Portland, can work to stop. We also hope to work with Chief Outlaw, Mayor Wheeler, and Governor Brown on the issue of security for our planned Stopping Gun Violence Conference of Portland State this fall. We've already invited our proposed keynote speaker, Jacinda Ardern. We've hosted an international speaker in the past, Mohammed Yahya, from the Masalit tribe in Sudan, speaking against the recently removed dictator Omar al-Bashir. We have not, however, worked on security for a head of state. Besides being a visible force for gun control, Jacinda Ardern is New Zealand's Prime Minister. We also want to thank the staff of council members for their work supporting social justice initiatives in our community.
Thank you. Thank you, all three of you. Appreciate it. And Carl.